was during the night of May 4th, it was not snowing, or the early morning of May 5th, in 1521, that a wagon was stopped in the forest by a band of armed horsemen. They seized one of the passengers in the wagon, put him on a horse, and rode off with him into the darkness. Of course, the kidnapped man was Martin Luther. And the horsemen were friends who brought Luther to an old castle called the Wartburg, where he was safe. But there he sat down in a tower all alone to study and pray, away from his home, away from his colleagues, away from his friends, away from the students at the university. And he began to write a commentary on Psalm 68. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let the righteous be glad and exult before God. He is a father of orphans and a judge of widows. God is in his holy habitation. God causes the solitary ones to live in homes. He brings the prisoners out into prosperity, but the rebellious surely live in a dry land. If there's one thing that this past Christmas or any Christmas means to people, it is family. I'll be home for Christmas is still a popular theme song. Christmas is a time when we do not want to be alone, when families gather together. Sometimes arguments and bitterness are laid aside, and even soldiers at war have been known to lay down their weapons at Christmas time, play soccer together. Just as people caught in a snowstorm will huddle together to warm one another, so also families that go their ways the rest of the year yearn for the warmth of Christmas. And so we've seen it again. What we sometimes forget is that families do not happen by accident. Psalm 68 reminds us that it is God who puts the solitary in families. Yes, even Luther sitting alone in that tower. And God does it in more ways than one, for each of which we are grateful. When he sent his son to be born in Bethlehem, he thought it important that Jesus have a family. It took some extra trips by the angel Gabriel to get Joseph and Mary together and married when Mary was already expecting. But God accomplished this so that Jesus was placed into a family. But even more important than his immediate family was the family of mankind that Jesus was placed in, so that he gave his life a ransom, not just for his family or his race, but for all human beings, for you and me. Even more than that, Jesus once pointed to those who trusted in him and said, "These are my mother and my brothers and my sisters." This was and is the most important family. Whether you are a student or a teacher, an orphan or a widow, whether you can see great evidence of God's presence in your life or it is hidden from you in his holy habitation, God has called you to be a member of his family. Our flesh tends to think that this spiritual family is not nearly as important as our physical family. But Jesus once told the Jews that God could raise up a physical family from stones if he wanted to. And you could find camaraderie at pretty much any school where they shoot at the same basket. But when Jesus joined the physical family of mankind, he invited us to join his spiritual family. Beloved, now are we the children of God. What a blessing. And just as it takes some effort to maintain family ties, even among blood relatives, so also with the spiritual. So how does God nurture and maintain these spiritual family ties that we enjoy also here at ILC? By pointing us to Christ, who connected us together in this family to begin with. His shed blood has reconciled us all to our Heavenly Father and made us a different kind of blood relatives. So while doing things together, eating and drinking, studying and relaxing, singing, making melody, dribbling and shooting, do bring us together in friendship, what we are doing here today, listening to Christ, calling upon Christ, relying upon Christ, looking to Christ, receiving from Christ, these are what will strengthen those family ties. Other ties will one day be parted, but the tie with Christ goes on. If I live, He is with me. If I die, I am with Him. If you can say the same thing, we will be together wherever we are. But most important of all, we will be together with Him. For without Him, it is a dry land and hardly worth it at all. May God grant us once again this family joy in a new semester as we stand with men and angels before His manger, His cross, His empty grave. This is He for whom the whole family of God is named. This is He who takes our place that we might have His place and be heirs of eternal life. He came so that we need never be alone. Come then, banish all your sadness, one and all, great and small. Come with songs of gladness. Love Him who with love is glowing. Hail the star near and far, light and joy bestowing. And sing stanza 8.